world. Dave's world. If we don't let him do it, he gets ratty.
A lot of the arguments in my house are about who got the least amount of sleep. Our kids are a nightmare. And it's like, yeah, well, I was up at 2 and 4. And then like the alarm went off at 5:45 when I got up. Yeah, but then I had to get up at this time and that time. And then I didn't go back to sleep when you were snoring. Would you like to relearn how to sleep like your ancient ancestors?
Is it outside on the ground? Because I don't think I do.
Well, no, yeah, a bit of it is. Right, okay. So what you need to do is you need to go camping. Somewhere away from light pollution and with no electronics. Nothing. You go camping, you got to have 1 week of camping. And what happens is it synchronizes your body clock and your melatonin hormones with the sunset and the sunrise. So because we hear all the things about like the blue light off your phone, all that kind of stuff. But even the lights in your house, like you're faking light at times when your natural instinct is to, well, it's now nighttime. I need to start winding down, sleep when it's dark, wake when it's bright, do my harvesting and hunting for animals or whatever and gathering, and then come back and then sleep when it's dark. So if you do a week camping away from all electricity and all electric items, you will resync back to your mammalian ancient self and be back in sync with where you should be sleep-wise. Dermot, you often go away to places that have no Wi-Fi, phone signal, electricity even.
Bliss.
Would you do this?
Yeah, I would. I would actually.
Great. Will you go now?
Something that annoys me at the moment is I notice there's a trend of swapping out the nice soft glow of the yellow streetlights.
Oh, they're gone.
For these ridiculous, like, halogen bright jokes that are just, again, just massive confusers to our internal body clocks, and which has been scientifically tied to anxiety and insomnia and all these issues that we're dealing with as a society. But yet we're plugging in essentially giant phone lights outside our houses.
Yeah.
Like, what is that about?
Mine were done about a year and a half ago, and I similarly ranted on the radio that the soft yellow glow had gone and it is now this blue LED light. Now, obviously, the reason for it is that it decreases crime because it's actually brighter on the street. The bulbs are more energy efficient. They last longer. They don't have to be changed as often, and they draw less power. So there are many reasons why it's better. But it has, as you said, been proven to affect humans and particularly affect animals.
Well, why don't they just paint yellow onto, like put a yellow filter onto it? That doesn't cost anything.
Because that will then decrease the brightness and therefore will make the streets less safe.
Right, does it need to be?
There are countless studies about the brighter it is, the safer it is. Honestly. Like, I know.
Not if we're all walking around wired because we can't sleep because these things outside are gaffs.
Yeah, it's not great, but it is how it is.
Plus, you know, it's part of being Irish. It's when you come in an airplane and you're flying in over Dublin at nighttime and you see the yellow of all the lights. So
it'll be phased out because they're going. They are genuinely replacing all yellows.
Well, I would like to see the scientific studies that would back this up because I would say there's a lot of science saying it's actually really bad for us to put in those lights.
I think that works as an argument. I would say there's a lot of science that definitely works.
Well, there is science behind those blue lights messing with our circadian rhythms and all that.
Yeah, but as I said, there is also the counter science that it's much better for us in the long run and better for the planet and all that kind of stuff. Hey, I'm not the one doing it. I want the yellow ones back too, but c'est la vie.
Well, a lot of science, that's all I'm saying.